When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the TMZ podcast. Derek and Jason here.
Derek, this today, right, our year-end roundup, yep. The biggest 2022 breakups. These are the divorces, the sad news, although in one of the five cases, there's full reconciliation, marriage apparently stronger than ever.
That's right.
The other four, not so much.
Not so much. Yeah, this is the downer episode. We you know, sometimes we talk about marriages and love is in the air. This is not going to be that episode if you're into that kind of talk.
Yeah, although we came off yesterday doing death, so I don't know if we can say this is the downer episode.
That's fair. We got a lot of downers for you this holiday season. So let's start it off with number five, Sam Hunt and his wife, Hanalei Fowler. Now, this one, as you pointed out, has a happy ending, but it certainly didn't look that way in the beginning. So back in February, Sam Hunt, the country music star, he's sort of a hybrid country star, rap star, big deal in country music. His wife filed docs to end their five-year marriage, and she cited infidelity.
Now that's something we had heard about for a while, yes. With Sam Hunt. She had been on this hunt. Well, I didn't even say it that way. She had been suggesting there was infidelity for some time. The papers come out. She confirms those suspicions in the papers, claiming that he was unfaithful.
Yeah, you know, we see a lot of divorces. That's a bread and butter of sort of TMZ's website. But most of the times you get the old irreconcilable differences. So yes. When you see a document that says Sam is, quote, guilty of inappropriate marital conduct and, quote, guilty of adultery, your eyes sort of widen, because that's where you get the real grist. This is the inside.
What you know is
that
there's some real bad blood there, because yeah. She could easily check the irreconcilable differences box.
That's always available.
It's always available to you, but instead she says, nope, not going to make it quite so easy on you, Sam. I'm going to point out to the world that you've been cheating on me.
That's right. So she makes this allegation in these documents, but then 2 months later, after she files for this divorce, and it seems like things are going to get very, very messy, because typically you start with that allegation and then things come out of the woodwork. You hear a lot of stories. Instead, Hanalei asked the court to dismiss the case in April. So it seems as though they've reconciled.
They
now,
have.
What the circumstances are to get from point A to point B, I don't know what Sam had to did. Sometimes Sam
maybe
had to
he
do.
Proved that he hadn't done anything wrong.
It's possible. That's on the table. The other possibility is large
a lot
gift.
Of groveling.
You know, yeah. Diamonds involved at times. Look, he's a rich guy, and maybe. You know, not to be too cynical, maybe they did work this out. You and I are married, guys. Marriage is a long haul. It's a complicated phenomenon.
It's complicated, yes. Yeah. I mean, and they have kids.
Yes.
And sometimes you put aside your differences for the sake of the kids. And if he said all the right things, even assuming there was infidelity.
Sure.
If he said all the right things and promised to never, ever, ever do it again, then why not get back together, right? It's good
why
for
not?
The family, good for the kids, good for everyone.
Yeah, we're not in Chloe and Tristan territory that we know with Sam Hunt. There may have been some sort of infidelity, but it doesn't seem like she's constantly going back to someone who has been accused of these things. All we know of is she filed these documents, she said this, but since then, it's been quiet. Maybe marital bliss.
As long as Hanalei Fowler is comfortable with it, then we are too.
Tell us who's in the number four spot, because this was not as amicable.
I was about to say American Idol superstar Kelly Clarkson, but I think she's surpassed that. She's transcended American Idol,
she
right?
She really is. You no longer have to say Kelly Clarkson, season one winner of American Idol. She is now just Kelly Clarkson. That's
yes.
A huge accomplishment.
Just a few people.
Maybe Carrie Underwood.
Obviously Jennifer Hudson.
That's right. I think those are the three, though.
The
then
three.
You get to the Clay Aikens, and you still associate American them
Idol,
with winning
yeah.
American Idol or coming
so,
in second place.
Pop superstar Kelly Clarkson and her husband, Brandon Blackstock. A pretty nasty divorce. Lots of bad things said back and forth. The way it's framed is that Brandon, you know, she's the big breadwinner, and Brandon wanted some serious cash payouts at the end of the marriage. And in fact, the big issue was there was a ranch in Wyoming that
yes.
Maybe he wanted his hooks into. He wasn't leaving the family estate. He was refusing to get out and let her have the property. So, but eventually they came to a settlement. She got the ranch. He got a one-time payment of $1.3 million plus a ton of child support.
A ton of child support. We're talking $45,000 a month for their two kids. Now, everyone,
$600K a year, right?
It's a lot of money. Those kids, though, remember, you're Kelly Clarkson's children. She lives, according to her means, which are ample. She's a, she's a daytime
tens
talk
of millions
show host.
Dollars.
Tens of millions of dollars. Yeah. We've seen pictures of her houses over the years. Massive estates, I would call them. So when they go with Brandon for their time with Brandon, they need to live to that standard, right? So you got to have a huge amount of child support to make sure that when you go to Pop's house, you're not eating off a hot plate in an efficiency, that you actually have a similar lifestyle that you're accustomed to. So we see these eye-popping numbers and people think, oh, how could a kid deserve that much? But if the kid's riding horses every, Saturday with mom's house, she got to continue that with dad.
That's right. That's we see this all the time, right? When you have one spouse who's the primary breadwinner, another spouse who is reliant on that spouse for their means. When they separate, they have two separate households now. The idea, again, as you said, is not to have the kid have all the toys at one house and have to go stay in the one-bedroom apartment in Studio City with
the other
person.
Yeah, then they resent dad. There's a disparity.
Right.
It's not good for the kids.
They want to go stay with mom all the time because mom's got all the stuff. And so the courts, at least in California, make a very, and this actually I think was in Tennessee, was this breakup in Tennessee?
Yes, I think it was in Tennessee.
So in Tennessee as well, the courts will strive to make it as equitable as possible for the sake of the kids and the relationship between the kids and the parents.
Now, the other element, before we move on from Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock, they had an interesting relationship. Brandon was actually her manager.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? I mean, it's hard. This happens often, and I often look at it cynically, but I think it's sort of normal to sort of be very close with the person managing your career. Now, when it curdles, it can be awful because he is actually paid through her success in a strange way.
Sure.
And it can end in these like sort of nasty money squabbles. But I don't necessarily think it's bad.
No matter how you meet, when a marriage ends, you look back on how you met and say maybe it was an ideal way. I don't know. I mean, people meet at work all the time. I met my wife through
That's
work.
Right.
You know,
I sort of thought about it. Is it any different than meeting your wife at work?
Yeah,
not that different.
Not different. Well, except
it's
that
a
she,
bit
he was
of
an employee of hers. And that makes it, that does, to your point, I think you're right. That complicates things.
Anyway, let's move on to the number three spot. This is gigantic. So we've got a lot of country stars here. Billy Ray.
And we also have a lot of folks who have been married for a shorter period of time. Sam Hunt was 5 years. I think Kelly Clarkson, Brandon Blackstock was even a shorter period of time. Billy Ray and Trish Cyrus were married for 30 years. They are obviously, the parents of Miley Cyrus,
yes.
How they're most famous.
But their other children are stars as well. They've got a coterie.
And they are stars as well. They were star of the television show. Billy Ray had an enormous hit with Old Town Road alongside Little Nas X a couple of years ago.
Modern country royalty, I'd say.
Modern country royalty.
He's really emerged from Achy Breaky Heart. He's sort of like a guy who is now much more respected than you ever thought he would be when Achy Breaky Heart came out.
I would say, and I know that country fans are going to hate me for this, he's maybe one of the top five most famous country stars in the country.
I wouldn't disagree
across,
with you.
You know, obviously among country fans, I might not think so, but against with the rest of the society,
yes.
He might be the most famous, honestly.
And when he came on the scene, we thought he'd be a joke. I
yes.
did, at least. You thought, Achy
well,
Breaky Heart,
was
that'll
a
be,
novel, it was a novelty,
is a novelty song.
Right.
And he is not. He has sustained a lot of fame over the years.
In any event, they called it quits on their 30-year marriage. They have five kids together, obviously Miley, and then to a lesser extent, Noah Cyrus are by far the most famous. Billy Ray quickly moved on. He's now engaged again to his girlfriend, Friar Rose.
The question with this marriage.
Yeah.
Harvey always asks this. This is a 30-year marriage. Three, by all accounts, pretty stable kids who have achieved things in their own life. Oh, I'm sorry.
Five
they
kids.
Have five children.
Three of which Derek thinks are stable. The other two,
the other two I didn't want to really bring up. So they have five children. Is this a successful marriage? I think Harvey often likes to point out, 30 years, kids seem well-adjusted.
Yeah.
Did they do okay?
We've always defined marital success as you make it until you die.
Yeah.
Right? Death do us part. Anything short of that is considered a failure. I like Harvey's take on this, which is
too.
That you can have a successful 30-year marriage. Now, we obviously don't know the intricacies of the marriage.
Right.
Maybe they hated each other for the last 15, in which case it wouldn't be a successful marriage.
Right.
But assuming that they were partners and friends but just fell out of love or whatever cliche you want to use— and they decided to go their separate ways amicably, then success.
Yeah, I tend to agree. You're right. If they're sort of loveless and making a miserable environment for their children, that's not a good thing. And they're sort of suffering through it to stay together for the kids. But if at the end of the day, they've got five grown children and they just want to move on.
And
it's okay.
I think just to put a nail in this argument, take two hypothetical couples, one married for 30 years, good relationship, fall out of love, want to go and live the rest of their lives with somebody else, and they do, but they're friends, versus a marriage where two people dislike each other,
right?
But stick it out for the long haul. Which is more successful? Clearly, the former is more successful.
I know we all long for that Notebook ending where you hold hands with your spouse of 75 years, but it doesn't
always
end.
I'm sorry. You weren't talking to me.
Yeah, I know. Just speaking hypothetically.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. R-A-K-U-T-E-N.
All right. All right, now we're getting to the really, really famous. Famous as Billy Ray was.
Let's be honest. 5 through 3, these are huge divorces. They're all very important, but we're into the top two slots. And really, this year was dominated by two mega divorces. In the number two spot, and I think it's actually controversial how you rank these, so I want to debate with you a little bit. But in the number two spot, we've put Tom and Giselle.
Yeah.
Look, Tom Brady, the GOAT of all GOATs, the superstar of all superstars, Giselle, supermodel extraordinaire. What a power couple this was. She was always at his games, although sometimes, you know, had sharp remarks for his teammates. She seemed like the ultimate Patriots fan, then Broncos fan. They seemed to be the picture of stability and happiness. They broke up.
All right, so that's divorce number two that we've ranked number two. But actually, let's debate it. Everybody knows the facts of Tom and Giselle. So let's the other couple that broke up.
The
divorced.
Other couple, the other gigantic couple, obviously Kim and Kanye.
Kim and Kanye divorced. So let's debate, and we all know the facts there.
Yes.
So let's debate which is a bigger event story. Now the divorce. Just to lead it off, the craziness that has come from Kim and Kanye. There's been some craziness from Tom and Giselle as well.
Yes.
But the craziness stemming from Kim and Kanye might suggest that's the biggest divorce of 2022.
I think that's right. Look, if we're analyzing the divorce itself and the drama that spirals out of it, not just the celebrity of the couple themselves, it's hard to put Kanye and Kim behind Tom and Giselle. Because remember, Tom and Giselle had a little bit of bickering, but it was a lot of reading tea leaves.
Yeah.
It was like they were releasing separate statements rather than joint statements, but we're really picking apart, sort of looking for controversy. And they've actually had a fairly nice divorce. It was very quick. They filed, and the day of, the settlement
comes
out.
They live across the river from one another.
The one little piece of drama that could have gotten juicy was when she immediately after the divorce goes on a vacation with her jujitsu instructor.
That's not a little juicy. That's super juicy.
That was juice. And we were squeezing it. We were trying to see the drama there. She then quickly said, this is the kid's jujitsu instructor, and he comes on the vacation
with us.
Which
I often take on vacation with me. But the other thing that gives Tom and Giselle, I think, maybe a potential leg up is Kim and Kanye have been a disaster for a long time.
That's true.
Right? She's been dating
Pete Davis.
It's just their divorce was finalized here, but they've been separated for well over a year, I believe. He's been trying to get her back, going on stage, doing his madness. That's going back a long time. Tom and Giselle came out of nowhere.
That's right.
As far as anybody knew, they were the most loving, happy couple ever. And then all of a sudden, he's delaying training camp, leaving for 11 days. Is he going to be on the Masked Singer or not? He comes out of retirement. She's clearly not happy about it. And then, boom, they're divorced. Papers are filed.
You've convinced me. If we're measuring shock value and weighting shock value, Tom and Giselle by a mile. Because the slow decline of a reality show type divorce like Kim and Kanye, where every moment is public and you can see them fracturing over time, and then they divorce and it's sort of expected to some extent. I mean, it's sad in its own way. Tom and Giselle came out of nowhere. They're not that they're private. They're huge celebrities, but they were the picture of stability and happiness. They were a blended family. His son with Bridget Moynihan was like woven into the family in a sort of seamless way. So there wasn't a lot of drama. And then, bam, over.
And he is like Captain America, right? He's like paints this perfect picture.
Yes.
And we saw some of that starting to fray.
He was clearly
very as he should be, very emotionally upset by her leaving him. And then she shows up with a jiu-jitsu instructor that can't have felt good.
He looks almost gaunt. Although, right after the divorce, Tom Terrific has a fourth quarter comeback.
He does.
Immediately in the wake of the divorce, and everyone's like, oh, he's weighing him down.
Yeah, but he's had an awful season, right?
By Tom's standards, for sure.
And he's 45 years old. These things happen. I just, I am struck by how sudden that was. I think we forget about how much we thought that they were like the epitome of a happy, stable couple. But then again, you can't.
Here's why I give Kim and Kanye the lead, because
wait a minute, you just gave the other. I convinced you a minute ago.
You know what they call that? They call that the Truman effect. Because Harry Truman, apparently the last advisor he would talk to, he disagreed with. Yeah. So whoever was last in line is like, we should go to war. Okay, we'll go to war. So Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Here's why it's the edge up. Tom and Giselle, once it settled, we basically knew nothing. We're sort of reading tea leaves. Their settlement was so confidential that we don't have anything to cling on to as a divorce case. That's not true with Kim and Kanye. I saw their divorce settlement. The mountains of property. And I say mountains because literally it seems they own a lot of Wyoming. It's remarkable how much they have.
A lot of Calabasas as well.
He's paying $200,000 a month in child support, which is a remarkable figure given where his life is now. Look, he was a billionaire. He had, Yeezys, and he had these huge deals. A lot of that's fallen apart. I think he can still foot the bill. He's got a lot of money in the bank, but he's not what he once was, and he now has to foot this bill as a legal matter.
So let's reconcile this with what we said about Kelly Clarkson having to give Brandon Blackstock all this money in child support to allow his lifestyle and with the kids equal to hers.
Yes.
Clearly, it's not the case here. Kim's richer than Kanye is.
Right.
He doesn't need to pay her the $200,000 a month to keep her in that lifestyle. What's happening here is very different. He acknowledged that he's not going to take the kids 50% of the time. So what he's doing, instead of just paying it to make them equivalent, he's paying it to pick up half of the cost.
That's
of the
right.
kids.
Because when they were together, they shared that burden. And he's got to, even though she's taking the kids 80% of the time, whatever the exact figure is, he's got to pay his freight, And right now, the bigger issue with Kanye is, should he be around the kids at all? I mean, that's the question on a lot of people's minds, given how far he's leaned into the anti-Semitism and so forth, and just the erratic behavior. A lot of people are questioning whether he should have any sort of contact. Is he a safe person to be around young children? I tend to say no.
Well, anybody who says that Hitler actually had some good things about him, may not have been a bad guy, you have to look with a jaundiced eye at their ability to be a good parent.
Yeah.
But maybe we're being judgmental. There are plenty of right-wing fanatics.
Sure.
White supremacists
who can raise
out
happy,
there,
healthy families.
I wasn't going to say that. That would be on you. There's nobody suggesting that we should go and take their kids from them. So the fact that Kanye West is spouting the same sort of vitriol and hate to say, therefore, they shouldn't have the kids, is that I can't reconcile that in my own brain.
No, I understand what you're saying. We don't have Child Protective Services just roaming around looking for your thoughts that you express online. But he is such a celebrity. I think he's sort of imperiling the children in a way by associating so closely and saying things so publicly that are so inflammatory that it becomes a risk to the children, given that they are Kardashians, and wherever they roam, the media will follow, and sort of crazy people will sort of torment them in some ways. So I think his situation is a little different than a sort of.
So a year from now, when we're doing the top five child custody disputes, then we're going to be Kanye will once again reach number one on that list.
We're
going to
be right back where we started. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.